Message number 119. The warning will prove that God exists. Wednesday, June 22, 2011 at 19:00. My dearly beloved daughter, strong now, having endured the worst trial so far, you will move to impart my urgent pleas to the whole world. They, my beloved children, need to know that when I come soon, they will come face to face with me. How I long to show them that I really do exist, and how I await the joy on their faces when they witness my love and mercy. For many of my children will fall down and cry tears of relief, tears of joy and happiness, tears of wonder and love. For at last it will be possible to live a new life thereafter, where all can follow the truth of my teachings. My children will not realize the significance of this great act of mercy, the greatest gift ever bestowed on mankind since my crucifixion. For it will be through this gift of the warning that man's eyes will be finally opened to the truth of their entire existence on this earth and beyond. Those who are alive in this world today must understand how privileged they are to be given the proof of the existence of God the Eternal Father and I, His beloved Son, although this is beyond your comprehension. After the warning, do not turn back to your old ways. I urge all of you that when you have seen my presence and shown how sin not only offends me but propels you down the pathway to hell, that you must not turn back to your old ways. The period after the warning is crucial for world peace and your salvation. Do not reject this gift. Grasp it with both arms. Let the warning bring you as one in me. When you do this and pray for guidance, you will be rewarded with the new paradise on earth, where you will want for nothing. Rejoice. Listen to me. Heed my message and allow my love to envelop you towards my glorious kingdom. I love you all. The next time you feel a stab of love in your heart for another fellow being, remember that this gift comes from me. Without love there is no life. Your divine King of Mercy, Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Eternal Father.